Good morning. This is Long Island Morning Edition on 88.3 WLIW-FM, heard across the East End, on 96.9 FM in Central and Western Suffolk. I'm Michael Mackey. Suffolk County officials yesterday were working to send out paper checks to pay county vendors, with nonprofits contracted to perform social services a high priority following the shutdown of county systems after a malware attack. County Controller John M. Kennedy Jr. told Newsday, quote, "We will address most immediate and critical needs by writing hard-cut checks," Kennedy said. Collectively, they, the nonprofits, employ hundreds, if not thousands, of people who are integral to the delivery of the range of services that we provide and pay for, he said. Kennedy said Wednesday that Suffolk's financial management system was affected significantly by the malware attack discovered September 8th, but no county funds have been lost, Kennedy said. Quote, "About the only good thing that I can tell you right now is that not a single penny of county money was accessed or stolen." Kennedy noted the county's payroll data is stored in a cloud-based system that was not impacted by the cyber attack. Kennedy said his staff was working with Suffolk County's primary bank to obtain paper checks to send to vendors today. Vera Chinesi reports on Newsday.com that county departments will process paper invoices and work with Kennedy's office to speed the most critical payments, according to Mary Kate Guilfoyle, a spokeswoman for Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone. All county vendors will be paid, she said, though she did not say when. Suffolk County is scanning its electronic devices for evidence of cyber intrusions as part of its investigation. The number of jobs on Long Island rose on an annual basis last month compared with August of last year, though rising interest rates may have slowed growth, state data shows. Victor Ocasio reports on Newsday.com that the local economy gained 31,500 jobs over the year in August, a boost of 2.5%, according to data from the New York State Labor Department released yesterday. Long Island's total number of jobs remains below pre-pandemic levels, though, and was short 36,900 jobs, or 2.7%, from job counts in August of 2019. Despite the year-over-year gain, however, Long Island saw job losses grow above normal levels on a month-to-month basis. From July to August, Long Island usually loses about 1,200 private sector jobs as the summer hiring season ends and the need for extra workers shrinks. This year, the number of jobs lost hit 5,900. That gap is quite big, so the data kind of shows that the job market cooled slightly in August, said Sheetal Matetel. He's a labor market analyst for the Labor Department's Hicksville, Long Island office. On Saturday, September 17th, that's tomorrow, from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., the Hamptons Marathon will be run in the village of Southampton. The Southampton Village Police Department advises that motorists should expect sporadic travel delays as the event takes place. As reported on 27east.com, the event includes a 5K half marathon and full marathon that will be run south of Hill Street and Hampton Road in Southampton Village tomorrow. Leland Lane will be closed to traffic for the duration of the event. The Southampton Village Police Department urges motorists to avoid this area if at all possible. Most roads will be open to traffic. However, motorists are encouraged to proceed with extreme caution when driving in Southampton Village tomorrow between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. A slow but steady return to office jobs continues in Manhattan, with 49% of workers showing up in person on an average weekday, up from 38% in April, according to the latest pandemic survey by a business group representing New York City's biggest employers. And the share of office workers who are fully remote dropped to 16% this month, down from 28% in April, according to the survey by the group The Partnership for New York City. Matthew Chase reports on Newsday.com that by January, office attendance on the average weekday is projected to be at 54%, the partnership said in a report released yesterday, noting pre-pandemic, offices were about 80% full when factoring in client visits, business travel, and other reasons for being out. Now, only 9% of workers are back in person full-time. Employers are having the most difficulty convincing suburbanites who live far away to come back in person, a problem exacerbated by mass transit featuring higher rates of crime than before. On Wednesday, New York Governor Kathy Hochul's office announced that subway ridership reached 3.61 million on September 13th, the second highest number since the pandemic began. The Long Island Railroad carried 200,200 riders, or 69% of pre-pandemic ridership. For the LIRR, that's the second highest ridership of the pandemic and second to the record set on September 7th, the day after Labor Day, of 204,000. Gubernatorial Republican Party nominee Congressman Lee Zeldin called out Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul yesterday for her not committing to debate him nearly 1 month after she agreed to face off at least twice ahead of the November 8th election. Quote, "In 8 days, we'll start to see absentee ballots going out," Zeldin said at a Thursday press conference. Quote, "Kathy Hochul has been telling you, members of the media, for weeks that she will debate, but she still has not yet said where, when, and how many," claimed Zeldin. Zach Williams reports in the New York Post that the Shirley Long Island 1st Congressional District representative says he is eager to spar with the incumbent Democrat in as many as 5 debates across New York State, covering issues like rising crime, inflation, state oversight of yeshivas, and population loss. Zeldin accused Hochul of dodging voters, even as her party sends out pre-filled absentee ballot applications to registered Democrats across the state. The process is legal under state law, but Republicans have accused Democrats of using dirty tricks as part of the effort. The GOP nominee has accepted 2 outstanding invitations from CBS2 and Pix11 to debate Hochul on TV. The annual lottery for the upcoming bow hunting season in Riverhead for deer will be held at Riverhead Town Hall this coming Monday at 6 p.m. Denise Civiletti reports on RiverheadLocal.com that participants must be Riverhead Town residents or property owners in possession of a New York State deer hunting license, big game tag, and bow hunter education certificate. Participants must be present in person for Monday evening's lottery. The Riverhead Town Board is designated for deer hunting during the archery season, portions of town-owned land within the Calverton Enterprise Park, as well as property at 1751 Sound Avenue in Calverton and property on Middle Road in Riverhead. The lottery is run by Riverhead Town's Wildlife Management Advisory Committee, which sets rules for the conduct of the hunt. This has been Long Island Local News on Long Island's only NPR station, WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey.